Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, King George III, or the would-be King George III, has announced his presidential run. He's announced today that he'll announce tomorrow, which is the same thing. And Hillary, of course, has officially announced today, as if we needed any dinosaur media to tell us that that dropping was about to hit the ground. And it's all how she's a grandma and someone who loves women. It's Hillary. It's Jeb just dumbing it down to the most mindless logo you could imagine. And one of the producers of the show pointed out an article from Zoom Creative showing the dumbing down of logos from the 70s until now. Great example is Starbucks. Being complex image of a goddess in the middle of two circles, coffee, tea, spices, Starbucks, and then being dumbed down now to simply a green dot. Hillary, Jeb, red state, blue state, what is the point of that? To dumb the language down, which is the Fabian socialist admitted plan for this country, according to George Orwell, Eric Blair, who was a member of the organization. Truly disgusting. But I'm not going to digress off into that too much today. I shot a video yesterday in the early afternoon saying that, look, this may not have been a false flag up in Dallas, this homemade armored vehicle we were told attacking the police department. May just be suicide by cop, but more complex. But I said, if they come out and say he was a conspiracy theorist and a listener of this show, you know it's a false flag 99%. And why is that? Because the whole narrative is patriots are going to attack police departments with pipe bombs for about 6 years. It's not a question of if, but when. It's going to happen. And then when it starts to happen, out of a clear blue sky, in basic criminology research, when it's never happened before, you would go then and ask, who's claimed this was going to happen? They're one of the main suspects. Southern Poverty Law Center, federal government, ADL, and others are the ones putting out this propaganda. Sure enough, they said it was a homemade armored truck. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. And on top of it, it's in Raw Story, the usual suspects and others. Dallas shooter was a conspiracy theorist who threatened to shoot up schools and churches, reports. Really? Well, that's illegal. Why wasn't he arrested? You've got this two-time felon who couldn't even pay his bills, and then this all happens. And I'm not saying the police themselves were involved in false flag. What you do is this guy's dead. Hypothetically, then they have a special team, foreign mercs, you name it, do it. They then get out of the vehicle, his body's in the van, they call the people in, give them the orders to snipe him, blow the van up, basically, and the rest is history. Because they've done this before in other countries, in Operation Gladio and others, similar false flags. But the fact that the narrative fits so perfectly, and now you've got Jade Helm coming this summer, I said many times, it could be the cover for terror attacks that are staged, and if the people staging them get caught or busted, they'll use the cover of Jade Helm, claiming it was part of a drill. And we've seen this on so many other terror attacks in this country and others, 7-7, 9-11, the list is long. They'll claim a drill was going on. The local police showed up in Oklahoma City 2 minutes after Terrence Yakey and others and said, why are you in bomb gear, ATF? Why are you all waiting? Did you know this was going to happen? Why weren't you in the building? And they went, we knew something was happening. It was a drill. And, of course, McVay was told it was a drill and was set up. So the thing stinks. It stinks bad now. I'll be back.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality, storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Hi, this is...
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday. Hard to believe it's already the 14th day of June 2015. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wow, where to start? Really is a big question. Where to begin? And I seem to say that at the beginning of every broadcast because it is so true. First off, the really good news. The Trans-Pacific Partnership that's been developed for 10 years in secret by mega corporations worldwide will merge the North American Union, that's been integrated by stealth, rammed through by stealth, and the European Union, also put in by fraud and secretly, then to be unveiled later. These totalitarian systems are basically being finished up right now. The good news is, after 10 years of them trying to finagle this behind the scenes, this corporate takeover, you know, they say God destroyed the world with water. Next time it's fire. Well, in the past, countries got taken over by military force. Now you get taken over by corporate fraud and long-term strategic systems. Well, the really good news is, getting to it, is the TPP got shot down by a healthy margin in the House on Friday. Nancy Pelosi had voted for it. She ran back up and changed her vote when she saw that it was already defeated. Talk about the consummate coward, so she can lie to her constituents and say that she didn't support it. Truly amazing. The Republican leadership did not change their votes. They are pressuring Obama to pressure the Democrats, and it's truly nauseating. It's illegal on its face. It hands over our sovereignty. Three sections have been leaked by WikiLeaks. It gives Obama total open borders, total amnesty, allows corporations to shut down any businesses they want or sue them. It is dictatorship by a bunch of mega corporations. They've already gone to the UN and tried to get, and partially got, diplomatic immunity for international brokerage firms. I mean, it's just new titles of nobility. That's all it is. Above the law garbage. And the article's by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com. It's very important. Please get it out to everybody. Because we just had a big victory, but they're coming back, which is outrageous in and of itself. We just voted it down. They're going to tag it on to a new piece of legislation. Globalists plan to ram through TAA next week, which basically ties into the TPP. that's that trade authority to allow him the fast track, to allow the president to act as dictator. Senator Sessions warns TAA and TPA, which are, again, part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, will undermine American workers. No kidding. Oh, but Al Gore told us on Larry King Live that it was a good deal. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions warns there will be another attempt in Congress on Tuesday to push through the TAA and fast-track authority. And it just goes on from there. If it happens, it will empower the president to form a Pacific Union encompassing 40% of the world's economy and 12 nations. Each will be equal one vote. Once the union is formed, foreign bureaucrats will be required to meet regularly to write the commission's rules, regulations, and directives impacting American jobs. Wages and sovereignty, Sessions says in a statement posted on a Senate webpage. Yeah, that's what we know from the three sections we've got, is that it's like Obamacare. It's pretty much open-ended. It just says the commission can do whatever it wants, and your country's voted irrevocably to opt into this. Well, that's a fraud, too. Now, who's supporting it? The Republican and Democratic leadership. Paul Ryan, the traitor. There's no other word to describe him. On trade vote, Obama must sway Democrats to salvage deal. And again, the Democrats are wrong about taking our guns. They're wrong about opening our borders. They're wrong about so many things, but they're right, the grassroots are, about labeling GMO, and they're right about not handing our power over to foreign corporations and having secret votes on it and not releasing the text of what's in it. But that's the Democrat grassroots. Who else fought it? The Republican grassroots, the Libertarian Tea Party. But Democrats need to understand, if you don't like the TPP, you shouldn't like open borders, because this is globalism. Don't you understand? You think it's going to be votes for the Democratic Party so you get more free stuff? Because I get the class warfare. It's the mega rich funding the class warfare to get rid of the middle class, bring in a voting bloc, game over. And it won't matter because the power is already being transferred to international bodies. The leading House supporter of trade legislation the Democrats drove to defeat this week said Sunday President Obama must sway his own party to save the measure. Well, I've got clips. We'll play it if we've got time later, of Obama's radio address / TV address. And he's up there saying we got to ram it through. It's so good for American workers. Truly sickening. But the good news is they said it was inevitable. They said they had a whole bunch of extra votes. It got shot down. We've just got to maintain our vigilance. And listen, even if they try to pass this secret agreement, that is, they give the president the right to sign on to this blank check to a foreign, shadowy, corporate, governmental dictatorship, England, the UK, never got a vote in the late 80s, early 90s. There were three different votes, but the Maastricht Treaty and others. They never got a vote to be brought into it. They were told, conspiracy theory, there's no EU, it doesn't exist. And you're not going under it, and don't worry about these meetings, and you can't see the treaties. And now, over 80% of their laws on record get made by unelected bureaucrats in Brussels. They're done. They're pushing, and they've got record members of parliament setting it to have a vote to withdraw from the European Union. Because, see, once you identify this stuff's going on, anybody living who has half a brain in Europe remembers the EU started as a, quote, trade deal like NAFTA or GATT or TPP. They're not trade deals. They're takeovers. And we now know they're takeovers. So the public may be dumbed down to a certain extent, but not this dumb. So I salute the good Democrats who aren't insane. I mean, even the corrupt elites of this country, I would imagine, wouldn't want to sell out sovereignty and the source of their long-term power to international bureaucracies and megacorporations. But they want that big, giant payday now, and they're given positions in the new global government. But it is the most treacherous insanity I've ever heard of in history. But it's done through corporate systems, not military. Now, later it's backed up militarily. The feds enforce these international IMF rulings. IMF rules against you through these treaties, your business. You don't comply, here comes the SWAT team. And by the way, we know from the NRA that's talked to Republicans that have been able to see the secret sections, there is gun restriction in the treaty as well. 28 sections, cut down from 33. Three have been leaked. They're so draconian, I can't believe it. And that's why he got shot down last week, is it got leaked on Wednesday by WikiLeaks, another section, and it said, yeah, no, the president is given any authority on borders, immigrants, corporations, any hospitals. It's got Obamacare in it worldwide. I mean, it is just crazy. It allows foreign companies to come in and control our health care and to sue a city-owned hospital that's already there because it competes with a globalist corporate hospital they want to build. I mean, it's not free market. They sell it as free market. What it is piracy and looting. We're going to be back. Stay with us on Bilderberg. Big developments there.
Measles is activating on a mass scale now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to UnveilingThem.com. UnveilingThem.com. UnveilingThem.com.
So the phone rings and I pick it up and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift. An AR-15 rifle kit from GunsJD.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsJD.com. GunsJD.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, where did unemployed, multi-time felon, bankrupt, jobless James Boulware buy an expensive armored truck that was advertised as a zombie apocalypse assault vehicle? Of course, I'm talking about the attack in the early morning hours, Friday night into Saturday morning in Dallas, Texas, against the police department. And don't worry, the Democrat-run, White House-run media is already blaming, quote, conspiracy theorists. That means anyone who questions known government liars. Anyone that understands this country's been taken over. It looks bad with Jade Helm coming up. You know, I talked about him stirring up things, staging events, smoke screening it. I'm not even saying the police are involved because it's. I'm going to explain how you can stage these things. I wasn't sure it was staged. Shot a video Saturday asking the question. Shot it at the nursing home while visiting my grandmother. So I'm outside the nursing home. Went out and shot it. Is the Dallas police attack a false flag? And I said, probably not. Unless they complete the final piece of the narrative and blame conspiracy theorist, quote, InfoWars. It's now happened. You're like, oh, so anytime you're blamed, it's staged. No, we've seen them stage stuff before and blame us over and over again. I mean, we can't be behind everything bad, right? It's a narrative. There's never been people attacking police departments with pipe bombs and armored vehicles, except for the weathermen, and they're the folks that advise the White House on record. It's not really ever happened. And they keep saying, it's imminent, it's giant, it's going to happen, get ready. And during Jade Helm, they're doing drills just like this, quote, simulating illegal activities against police and others. They've had multiple special forces people killed outside Fort Bragg doing stuff like this before. Look it up. Where they tell them it's a drill, and it turns out to not be a drill. I don't know if this was staged, but man, it's looking bad. So, Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson didn't even have to be called Saturday morning at 7 a.m. I called Joe first, and he answered the phone, and he said, I'm already driving north. Jakari's already there. We're going to two different locations where the armored car got shot up, the armored van, and the police department. Jakari went to the armored van, Biggs, the police department. Those reports are on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So Joe Biggs will join us at the bottom of the next hour to give us his take. But it's starting to really smell. And there are real events, like the guy with the bulldozer running around, running into things, and you know the whole Black Lives Matter thing being funded by Soros that then you know promotes with Time Magazine and Newsweek saying it's heroic to you know, to attack police and firebomb things. I mean, if I said that, I'd be arrested, folks. It's a call to action. Plus, firebombing police is going to bring in a civil war, the last thing we want. Only scum are promoting that. And some people go, Alex, what are you doing not wanting to go after the police? Hey, idiots, the globalists want that. Number one, that tells you it's bad. Number two, intellectually think that over. We don't want to attack our local governments. It's the globalists that seize the federal government. They're taking over. We want the cities and counties and states controlled by people that support basic Bill of Rights. And by being tricked in a fake civil war, you know, the way to protest and attack police they push to destabilize things creates a vacuum for the feds to come in, themselves controlled by the globalists. They've been taken over. Okay, I said I'd cover that later. I'm already ranting about it. It's just so elementary. It's so simple. if George Soros is spending hundreds of millions, $33 million just in Ferguson alone, groups connected to him running around with Molotov cocktails and saying, kill police, do you think killing police is a good idea if George Soros is out there promoting it as destabilization? This guy just overthrew Ukraine a year and a half ago. He isn't playing games, okay? Did the same thing there. Legitimate problems with the government, funded street mobs, did a firebomb attack the police, overthrew the government, put dictators in. Now they're on the verge of war with Russia. I've got that stack of news. In fact, you know what, before I hit Bilderberg, I'll hit Bilderberg next segment. Let me go ahead and cover the Russia situation right now, okay? Let's go ahead and get into that. MI6 recalls secret agents from abroad for fear of uncover by Russia and China. Russia's now gone offensive, folks. They're breaking into everything because they're surrounded. Moscow has gained access to over 1 million classified files that contain details of secret intelligence techniques and information, basically a list of spies. So the Russians are penetrating MI6 right now. And undoubtedly have done it before. Now, if you know how British intelligence works, that's probably on purpose and pure disinformation. And the Russians know that. And I'm not lionizing them either. Point is, they're not over here trying to take my guns and trying to teach kids, you know, how to wear, little boys how to wear dresses. The globalists have surrounded them. They're trying to poke them into a confrontation. So, see, I don't go to a bar and find some big, really mean guy and go over and just start poking him for no reason. Now, if he comes over and tries to do something to me, number one, I'm not going to be in a bar like that. Number two, yeah, then I'll have to fight. But I don't just go around looking for fights. And that's not what America does. That's what tyrants do. And the ash heap of history is full of countries that go this direction. And I meant to cover it on Friday and Thursday. Samantha Powers, the U.S. ambassador of the U.N., I saw the video of it in the morning on Thursday, and I saw the transcript as she threatened Russia and said, we have the military to defeat you. I mean, if you had the military to defeat Russia, you don't go taunt them and you don't send a woman who's never even in the military. I mean, if it was some female general who was a war hero and some great mathematician or something, then you do it. But the image of a civilian and a woman in a business suit threatening the Russians and organizing troops against them, I mean, this is the stuff that World War III is made out of. It is an obscene image to the world. And hey, if the weirdo psychiatrist and psychologist in psych warfare think you got it all figured out, you're crazy. You're nuts. Look at these headlines. The Cold War heats up as the U.S. and Poland discuss weapons deployment in Eastern Europe. They've already been deploying them. The troops, the advisors, the armored vehicles, the rocket launchers. It's just sick. Decision whether to station heavy U.S. equipment at warehouse in Poland. They already announced they're sending it. That's out of the Guardian. Here's another one. Are you crazy? People in Moscow widely oppose fake petition to nuke America. We had on Thursday Mark Dyson, or was it Friday? I forget. He went out and asked San Diegans, should we nuke Russia? And almost every one of them said, yeah, let's kill them all. None of them said, hey, they got nukes too. They went to the Russians, and every one of them said, are you insane? Are you crazy? And would get mad like they were going to punch the cameraman. Because, see, they know there's nuclear weapons aimed at them. So you don't attack someone with nuclear weapons, because before the nuclear weapons get there, more have been launched at you. See, they're crazy because they don't want to die. They're crazy because they know how to find their butt with both hands. We've got that report. And then another one here. I mean, it's just insane. I'm going to come back. Huge news on Bilderberg. We got into the Bilderberg Hotel. Reporters got thrown out. They got helicopter gunships. We confronted the head of Rock.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Those are just two of our main websites. But this whole operation is the InfoWar. We're being assaulted by globalists who are controlling our government, having us create unlimited debt that is impossible to pay back, that we don't even owe. Assigning our children's names to it, our names to it. We're being assaulted by their entire agenda. It's the Bilderberg Group companies that organize it, that are funding the move to get our guns, to get rid of our borders, to fund ISIS, to destabilize the Middle East. They are the fount. They are the progenitors. They are the engine. They are the mommy. They are the daddy. They are the greedy, greedy granny of so much of the bad things in the world. Because as globalist managers, they can get power out of the crises they create because they also pose as the saviors. Hegelian dialectic. Our reporters are joining us at the start of the hour. The final report from Bilderberg 2015 in the Alps of Austria, right next to the Swiss border. They're going to be joining us for about 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. Then Joe Biggs will be in studio investigating what really happened up in Dallas with the Friday night, Saturday morning attack on the police department. Was it a crazy, angry, disgruntled person? Or was it something else? Because we know government and other groups have staged things before. That's been admitted, declassified. So we have a right and a duty to look at it. Just like we said, Saudi Arabia was clearly involved in 9/11. Now members of the Senate and the House have read the secret dossier, the 28 pages of the 9/11 Commission. Indeed, our government knew Saudi Arabia was planning the attack of 9/11, running the supposed hijackers, and NORAD stood down for the attacks to be carried out. I've had members of Congress, like Walter Jones and others, on this broadcast to break down what they've read in the pages. You know Iraq is enemies with Al-Qaeda. They're fighting them today. You know them as ISIS. But we attacked Iraq for 9/11. You see how that worked? Saudi Arabia had friends inside our government that they knew were ready to blame their enemy, Iraq, to take them out. Criminals in our government knew and bare minimum stood down. That's former Senator Graham. That's current Congressman Walter Jones. And that's others in Congress that have read the 28 pages. It came out in secret congressional testimony from the Pentagon. Because people in the Pentagon knew the truth and they don't like what happened. And they tried to expose it. Cybele Edmonds was a NSA translator for the FBI. She got NSA intercepts. And in the months before 9/11, she heard the whole thing. The FBI did the whole thing. That leaked back to the FBI field offices in Dallas, Phoenix, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and other cities. They tried to stop the attacks. You know, it all came out that they were ordered to stand down. So, see, we knew all this 14 years ago. It came out that the FBI had their hands tied. So I said, hey, it's a cover-up. And the media called me a traitor. No, I'm not a traitor. I'm an American. As American as it gets. I don't want to sit here and look, if you come here and you love liberty and you love free market and you love guns and the Second Amendment and you got here when you were 10 years old and you're a citizen now, you're as American as I am, whether you're from the Czech Republic or from China or Mexico. But don't be a little globalist minion and tell me I'm not American because I say my government's done evil things and my government's been taken over, because that's a fact. But I don't want America to fail. I don't want these criminals to take it over. It is territorial for me because my family on both sides was on the Mayflower. And my family on both sides was involved in 1776 big time. And my family was involved more than anybody else basically you're going to find in Texas and start in this state. I mean, it's sickening how much my family was involved. I mean, we're talking about detonators in that revolution. And I'm a detonator in this one, but not a revolution. I want to restore our republic. I want a revolution. I want to be the detonator for the restoration of the American republic. And you want to have some UN-style truth and reconciliation commissions? Oh, we'll have them, Nuremberg-style. We'll restore this country's good name. And we will actually promote and realize the true Renaissance ideas that this country was the greatest expression of. We're going to come back, play incredible confrontations with the head of N.M. Rothschild. Reporters confronting them. Bilderberg Group minions had to get to the private airport to get on their Gulfstream jets. Our reporters and others were there. The videos are on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're sensational. But Josh Owens at their hotel tonight, after they got the Bilderberg Hotel, the elites left today, but then they drove into the checkpoint, the cops leave, and got into the Bilderberg Hotel. Obviously, a lot of intel could be there. A lot of intel, leave it at that, about what goes on at these criminal meetings. And they freaked out and threw them out. That's all coming up. We're going to break it down. But before we do that, let's go ahead and go to some video for TV viewers, the radio audience. Audio from 2006 when I bullhorned the Bilderberg Group in Canada And they basically got really upset about this. This is audio of my bullhorning put to the Bilderberg members scurrying at the airport in Austria trying to leave with our reporters filming them. Here it is. From InfoWars.com. The video is on InfoWars.com right now. In the first 30 seconds or so, there's just helicopters landing and globalists getting on the Gulfstream jets. The video is titled Powerful Bilderbergers Flee from Press at Innsbruck Airport. It's the fourth link down on InfoWars.com. HD video of the black armored limousines pulling in and the police there guarding them from the press that would dare want to talk to 150 world leaders, heads of banks, bank regulators. It's mainly bankers. That's who runs the whole show. Scurrying and fleeing. Here's part of my speech to them 9 years ago.
We tell you, you are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans and stood since the beginning of time against the strong men, against the thugs, against the bullies. We will defeat your world government. We will defeat world taxation. We will defeat your control grid. God is on our side. I stand before the creator of the universe. And I ask the creator of the universe, as our founding father did in 1776, to lead, guide, and direct us, and to give us the power and the foresight and the understanding and the will to stand against your entire agenda, including your final plan of world population reduction of 80% that Henry Kissinger penned in 1973. You will and you are failing now. Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to your 1984 world is the world of 1776. The human spirit has always risen against tyranny. The human spirit has always overcome fear. The human spirit has always resisted the bully. And we are resisting you now as we will for eternity. Because ideas are bulletproof. And as we all here standing are flesh and blood, the idea of human liberty and human freedom is bulletproof, and you will fail. Your children will rebel against you. Your wives will rebel against you. Your husbands will rebel against you. Because the truth and decency and freedom is beautiful and is wonderful. And it is the holy grail you've been seeking that's been right under your nose. Be good. Turn from your wicked ways. Say no to global government. Say no to engineering the human species into a slave state. Your tyranny has failed. You've already been defeated. You can already feel the rumblings as your supports crumble underneath you. The crises you thought you would create to bring in world government.
We're going to come back and finish the end. I went to this late. It's powerful, folks. This is resistance.
I want more candy. I want more video games.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio! Your children will rebel against you. Your wives will rebel against you. Your husbands will rebel against you. Because the truth and decency and freedom is beautiful and is wonderful. And it is the holy grail you've been seeking that's been right under your nose. Be good. Turn from your wicked ways. Say no to global government. Say no to engineering the human species into a slave state. Your tyranny has failed. You've already been defeated. You can already feel the rumblings as your supports crumble underneath you. The crises you thought you would create to bring in world government is the crisis that will undo your system. History shows it. You believe you're students in history? Look at history. You will reach your world government. You will gain your new world order. But right as you grasp it, you will feel the floor beneath you falling. At the very moment you gain the apex of your power, at the very moment you climb to the summit of that mountain, your defeat is ensured. What you seek is your undoing. You have been defeated.
Again, that's the end of my little speech I gave Bilderberg back in 2006. And then the late Richard C. Holbrooke of the State Department came out to speak to us. And I wish I wouldn't have yelled at him more, because then he went like 10 feet away and turned away and walked away. I was like, good, Holbrooke, get over here and talk to me. But you have to understand, these really are the folks trying to get rid of cash, trying to get rid of local businesses. Bilderberg set up the euro. They set up NAFTA and GATT. They set up the TPP. Are there other globalist meetings? Yes, but David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, it's come out in former German chancellor's books like Men in Power is a political retrospective by Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor, that though they make decisions at these are the secret G7s. These are the secret summits with corporate leaders deciding the future of our world. Deciding to give banks taxpayer money. Deciding to let them be too big to fail. And it'd be one thing if we propped up big banks that were helping the economy. They're not helping. They're absolutely doing everything they can to consolidate control. Now, Franco Barnamy, the head of Rothschild Worldwide, one of the most powerful organizations in the world, Franco Barnamy, the head of Rothschild Europe, but that's really the head of the whole five systems, and Bilderberg Steering Committee member, one of the heads of Bilderberg, was confronted at the train station in Innsbruck by InfoWars European reporters. And here's part of this lengthy confrontation. Part of it's in German. We're playing part of that's in English. But the whole thing's up on InfoWars.com right now. Let's play a clip of that.
Could we have just one statement for the press and I leave you alone? Is it really that dangerous to talk about it?
There's no danger, absolutely no danger talking about it.
So why is it so strict?
There's no strict rule.
Then you can say just one sentence to me.
Back it up 5 seconds. It's no strict. This is the head, the private corporate head, because the Rothschilds are too lazy to run their own empires now. This is the guy that heads up basically the Rothschild Empire. He goes there every year. He basically runs Bilderberg under Etienne Davignon, the count. I mean, you can't make this up. It's like the number two guy in Bilderberg. Queen Beatrix used to be number two, but now she still goes, the head of the Netherlands. She owns Dutch Rochelle. Her wealth is a state secret, probably worth $1 trillion. Conservatively, what she actually has is estimated $1 trillion. Tens of trillions leveraged. This guy is in there, and he's not strict. There's no danger. They had helicopter gunships 6 miles away. Checkpoints everywhere. 11-year-old Austrian kids will be playing in parks. Police would come talk to them 6 miles away. But nothing important is happening. Let's go back to the club.
There's no strict rule.
Then you can't say just one sentence to me.
What should I say?
What should I say? What the issues you talked about, who you are. I mean, we find this out anyway, so
yeah, you will
we got the list already. So.
Yeah, you'll find that. The list is published.
Yeah, it's the list is published, yeah.
So there is no secret about this. And there is no secret about the
so why are you so silent about it then, if there's no secret about
it? Back it up again. For 40 years, they said this doesn't exist. It's big jokes, conservative talk show hosts, it's a made-up word, no Bilderberg. What is that, a hamburger? But then we've actually gotten documents out of it, and others have. And so now they're forced to admit it exists, but now, oh, it's no big deal, you're still the theorist, there's no smoky room. You're right, this is not our grandpa's smoky room. Back to the head of the Rothschild Empire.
Is published.
Yeah, this is published, yeah. Yes. So
there is no secret about this. And there is no secret about the
so why are you so silent about it then, if there's no secret about it?
There's no secrecy about this.
Then just one statement.
It paused again. We force them to admit it's real. So the last few years, they put out a list of who's there, of course, covering up who's really there. There's always folks we catch sneaking in. A lot of them government officials, a lot of them the very banking regulators who are in cases against the very people they're meeting in secret. In the case of HSBC, they had the head of HSBC, the three underlings of HSBC, and the EU and the UK regulators of the banks, including the head of the Exchequer, which is the banking regulator in IRS. So you've got the banking regulators meeting in secret with the very mega banks that are laundering money and everything else. It's not a secret, nothing. I know nothing. We're engaging in real journalism here, folks. Mainstream whore media will not cover this. Let's go back to it.
No.
This is Barnaby at a train station because he's still got to get from his limo that dropped him off from the train to wherever he's going.
So this tells the audience more than you just saying one sentence to me. Mm-hmm. This tells it all.
There's nothing to say. There's no secret. Everything is published on the side.
Why were you there 3 days? Why was there 2,100 cops to secure you?
There will be a statement released by the Bilderberg.
That didn't exist.
Well, sir, I guess I can't
do
that. No, that's too good for me.
Oh, that's good.
Why do you have to take the train? Why no private jet?
Oh, that's what you're looking for. Someone. Why don't you go to the airport?
Oh, well, we go later.
Oh, yeah, we went to. That's where the best of them are at.
We go later because your face is so familiar to me, but I don't know.
Okay, you just. Yeah. You should look.
You're some banking boss or something like this?
No. I'm not.
No.
So you're. What I heard was
an
Italian that you spoke?
Probably, yes.
No idea, man.
Have me, Anakin. The Jedi are taking over.
Could you at least tell me which bank it is, or which group, which financial group, or which...
Neither bank nor financial group.
Or maybe you're an academic?
Not at all.
He's not involved with banks. He's the head of Rothschild.
Media.
I'm no bank. I know nothing about banks.
Where are you living?
You're wrong.
So what do they tell you when you come in about Chatham House rules? Is it like, do they say, hello, sir, you're not allowed to talk about this at all? Or do they say...
Oh, they sign an agreement.
You can give out something, a small thing to the press, or...
Well, there is normally when you participate to these events, there is an official statement, and we should rely to the appeal. There is nothing secret. You just have to look at the official site of the Bilderbergs, and you will find everything. You will find the teams. You will find the participants.
You will find where we have choppers.
So what do you say about their influence? I mean, there's very powerful people there. Why does it have to be so secret?
Well,
I mean,
there is no secrecy. It's there's absolutely.
I talked to the hotel guys.
It's just a private meeting.
I talked to the hotel concierge to the.
Folks,
to
we're
the
going to break. The full videos are up there. Second hour straight ahead. Huge amounts of news and our reporters.
Hey, Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.